the upshots of putting forests between two populations. And if we look at sort of the synchrony and population dynamics, so you'd expect if there's lots of dispersal between two populations, them to have very synchronous dynamics. They would go up and down at the same time. You'd also expect this from these populations being fairly close to each other. The maximum distance is about 7 kilometers away. They experience pretty similar climatic conditions, although there's variation because of slope and aspect and all the other sort of micro-environmental things. But what we see is that what's decreasing the correlation between these populations is really forest habitat. So the amount of forest that you put in between these populations is causing a very significant decrease in the correlation. Whereas we still get a decrease in total distance between them, but it's this landscape element, forest, that's really causing the correlation to decrease. And isn't that pretty? When you have all these pairwise things, you get lots of points. And the same thing is happening with genetic structure and through dispersal and through the forest effect. If we look at genetic differentiation or DST here, we see the strongest effects are due to forest habitat. There is an increase in differentiation with total distance, but the strongest effect is coming from the forest habitat itself. So it's this landscape element that's really imposing this effect. So the big question is now, what's going to happen in the future? And that's what we're working on now. But the take-home messages from this are that rising tree line is going to reduce habitat area. It's basically another way that habitats can be fragmented. So it's going to reduce habitat area. We're going to lower population sizes. How this affects any particular system is going to depend on the density-area relationship. And that's a good thing to know. It's going to isolate populations, which is going to decrease dispersal. Populations are going to be more isolated. And we're going to see attendant effects from this. We're going to see smaller, independent populations, each with a higher risk of extinction. And we're likely to see some inbreeding effects going on with our genetic structure, potentially the inbreeding exacerbating the extinction effects. So there are lots of people to thank, my co-authors, Jens and Nusha, Ada and Ilka, who did work with the VM model. Lots of people gave money for this. I really love this. One of my undergrads took this picture of the butterfly looking out over the impending forest there. And then you can't do this kind of work without lots and lots of help. We've had over 35, mainly undergraduates, who've participated in this study over the last few years. In particular, I'd like to thank Andy Ross, who did the following the butterflies around in the forest in the meadow habitat. And following butterflies in forest is not easy. So he did lots of work. So thanks a lot.